Okay, Chevra. What I'd like to do with you today is begin Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav in Yoredeya, which is the dinim of Hefsek Tahara. Today we'll kind of introduce, we'll introduce Hefsek Tahara a bit. The basic halacha is that before a woman can begin counting Shiva Nikiyim, so you need a Hefsek Tahara. Hefsek Tahara, the Gemara's expression, the Rishon's expression is Shizu HaBadika, where the Hefsek Tahara Tikat Mochtachak is Motsi Mingde Kol Safek. The basic idea is that we have to ascertain that the woman is no longer bleeding before we can start counting the Shiva Nikiyim. Now the most important thing, and this is the thing that can go wrong most often in Hilchos Nida, is if you count Hefsek Tahara as day one. Right? Hefsek Tahara day is day zero. The day after Hefsek Tahara day is day one. So if today is Monday, if a person would want to do a Hefsek Tahara, would have wanted to do a Hefsek Tahara today, on Monday, where I passed the time. So Monday would be day zero, and then Tuesday would be day one. Were a person to count Monday as day one, so that person would be a Kusi. A Kusi is known as a bad Samaritan. Now, the basic idea of a Kusi, the Mishnah tells us on Daf, the Gemara tells us on Daf Lama Gimel, an explanation of the Mishnah, that Benos Kusim and Nidos Marusal Son, that they are considered Nidos. Why? Because they count Hefsek Tahara day as day one, when in fact Hefsek Tahara day is day zero. Now, it's clear from that Din, and the Gemara later on also tells us a halacha based on Rav, that does Rav on the Afsan Bakas, I think the Gemara says, would Rav be going like the Kusim, right? That's impossible. The fact is that we assume Hefsek Tahara has to be on day zero, and the next day is day one. The Mishnah speaks about Hefsek Tahara in the context of a Nida. No? The Mishnah Lama Gimel, the Mishnah on Samaches, speaks about Hefsek Tahara in the context of a Nida. Remember, Min HaTayra, there's a difference between Nida and Zava, but Hefsek Tahara is mentioned in Mishnayis in the context of a Nida. For example, the Mishnah in Samaches speaks about if a Nida checks herself, Bat Gatsu B'Yom Shvi, I'm picking up in the middle of the Mishnah, Bat Gatsu B'Yom Shvi Shachris, U'matza Tameya, U'bein HaShmashas Lo Hefrisha, U'la Achaz Man Bat Gomatza Tahora, Hevezu B'Chezkas Tameya. If she found herself to be Tameah day 7 in the morning, and Bein HaShmashas she doesn't do any Hefsek, and then the next day, La'achar Zman, or a few days later, she finds that she's Tahira, she was Becheskes Tameah until that point, because there was no Hefsek Tahara. Hefsek Tahara is required, Zok the Mishnah, by a Nida. This is actually a little bit interesting, and it's worth like just thinking about for half a minute. In the Torah, where is Hefsek Tahara written? If Hefsek Tahara is a Din D'oraisa, which we'll talk about in a minute, where is it written in the Torah? V'im Tahara Mizova, V'safra lo Shivas Yomim Achar Titar, no? V'im Tahara Mizova is the Torah's way of saying, and this is something that Aruch HaShulchan has. By the way, did people get these Marim Makomos? Hey? People got them? Okay, if you didn't get them, we'll get them to you. I think Barry had a bunch of them. I don't know if you distributed all of them or you're hoarding them. What? So, Im Tahara Mizova, the Aruch HaShulchan says, after your Zava period is over, so then you can start your Shiva Nikiyim. Meaning to say, the Torah speaks about Shiva Nikiyim, the Torah speaks about Hefsek Tahara in the context of a Zava. In the context of a Nida, the Torah does not speak about Hefsek Tahara. Nevertheless, the Mishnayis, Samaches, Lama Gimel, speak about Hefsek Tahara for a Nida also. Interesting, worth thinking about. I don't know what to do with it. Okay, next point. Yeah?
The Mishnahs talk about it with the
Nizava? The Mishnayos do not speak about Hefsek Tahara for Izava at all. It only speaks about it for a Nida. The Gemaras might speak about it for Izava a little bit. Within Mishnayos it doesn't appear. The Megillah Sefer makes this point in Simen Chaf Hei in the Megillah Sefer. The Mishnayos do not talk about it. In the context of a Zava. Hello, Davarhu. Now, one could contend that even though the Mishnayos speak about it by a Nida, not by a Zava, But by Yizava we said it's a dinda oraisa, and one can contend the dinda oraisa of hefsek tahara that comes in the pasuk of im tahara mizova, and then you can count that dinda oraisa of hefsek tahara is only required by a zava. Maybe by anida ken min zagin, we can suggest that there is no dinda oraisa for hefsek tahara by anida. The dinda oraisa hefsek tahara is only by a zava. Even though the Mishnayis have it, but Mishnayis we know sometimes teach us dinim which are called derabanan. Orthodox Jews, okay, we have to be on record. Orthodox Jews believe in dinim derabanan also. So it could be that when the Mishnayis speak about hefsek tahara by anida, that's a dinda derabanan, and the dinda oraisa of hefsek tahara is only by a zava. Now there is a teeny bit of background information over here as to whether hefsek tahara is a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan in on page Resh Pei Zayin in the Dibar Masot Ludekes, he has a arichos about hefsek tahara is d'oraisa or hefsek tahara is d'rabbanan. He points out from the Sefer Arizarua, quoting the Rashbam, the hefsek tahara is a din d'rabbanan. The Tosfei HaRosh on Samach Tesomer Aleph, Dibar HaMaskel V'Isal Kadaitach, the Tosfei HaRosh seems to be mesupik about this point, although he's inclined that it is derabonon. Right? First, the Tosfei HaRosh speaks about Hefsek Tahara as Chumra Ba'almahi Umidrabonon. Then he says, Afilu Ba'ya Hafsaka Min HaTorah, even Imtim Tzalom, that's required Min HaTorah, nevertheless, blah blah, he explains the Gemara that way. You get the impression that the major daya is that Hefsek Tahara is a din derabbanan. That's the main opinion in the Tosfei HaRosh. However, the Rambam, in Perek Vav of Yisurei Bia Halacha Chaf, the Rambam tells me that if a if you did not do hefsek tahara, nida shabat ka'atva betoch yimei nidasa, umatza shapasak hadam, v'afu apasak b'shenu nidasa, and you don't check again, etc. So we don't assume kos on a yom ha'isa tamei tiyazava, or kos on a yom shabat ka b'cheskas tahara. Then the Rambam tells us that v'afu apasak ka'atma, v'afu apasak b'shvil nidasa, ובין השמושלס לא בדקה עצמה כדי לפרוש מתומס נידה אלא המתינה ימים ואחר כך בדקה ומצא תהורה הרי זו ספק זווה. Right? The Rambam tells me that if a woman does not do a hefsek tahara and then later on she finds that she is tahira, she still is a ספק זווה. ספק זווה in the sense that we're not sure when the blood stopped flowing, and it could be that she is a zava. Could be not, but it's a suffix zava. And what's the halacha of this suffix zava? So the Rambam there in Perek Vav halacha chaf gimel, the Rambam writes, well, if you're a suffix zava, so you need shivas nikiyim, tovelas bileo shmini, excuse me, v'achakach tiyam uteres labayla, umevia karbin ve'enu nechal. Umevia karbin ve'enu nechal. So Zavtid 5 of Cohen, 1 second, the Rambam is telling me that I bring a carbon. That means that what? The hefsek tahara is required min hatayra, no? Because were hefsek tahara to be only a din derabanan, so then there's no possible way I'd bring a carbon. Right? I think that's basic Judaism, no?
Yeah, it's only by our gush, it's far derisive.
The fact that you bring a carbon implies it's got to be a din d'oraisa. That's right. Right? Yeah. And we know this because it would also be an iser chulin ba'azara. We're not going to just bring carbonos. You can't do that, right? You can't just bring animals up into the Beis HaMikdash and sacrifice them. You can, but like you would suffer severe consequences. The fact is that's called an iser d'oraisa of chulin ba'azara. The fact that the Rambam tells me that I bring a carbon implies that the Rambam says the hefsek tahara is a din d'oraisa. What? Speak loud.
There are times where you mask them, no?
Is there?
There are times where you mask on korbanos, no?
A time
where you bring korban al tnai and say if it's
If it's a chobin, I agree. If not, then
yeah, but a carbon, zava, I think, a chatas, I don't think it can come on a tnai or on a safek, right? I don't think a chatas can become. I think a shlomer, an oily, can come on a safek. I don't think a chatas.
This is dealing with korbanos of zavos, so we're talking about birds. We're talking about birds. So then, if it's a malika, would you say that there is chulimaz? Is it chulimaz already malika? Because we have the meal otherwise.
Again, I don't know enough to talk intelligently, but I think there would be. Rabbi Bronstein, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's now. Is there anywhere way out of these rayas from the Rambam? Right, Reb Feivel Cohen in that Beit Urim Pei Resh Pei Zayin says this is compelling that the Rambam holds Doi Raisa, and he sets it up as a machlokes Rambam and or is it Rabbi Shem the Rashbam? That's the way he sets it up. Okay, great. Is there any way out? Any way to assume that Hefsek Tahara really is Drabon? So if you look in the Taharas Abayis and Chacham Ovadia Sefer, we're now in Chelak Beis, by the way, the Taharas Abayis, on page Reish Chav Tes and Reish Lamed. So Chacham Ovadia Yosef is Doche. He wants to say that maybe the carbon of a Zava you can bring, even Mishum Safek, in order Lahatira Bekodshim. His argument, I think this might be what Eliran was trying to get at. His argument is as follows, that we have cases, whatever, you can look in Chacham Ovadia's presentation, the way he says it. Basically, he makes an argument, it might take a little bit long to explain, it might be a little complicated, but it's an argument about whether we could prove that in Sufik Daraisa Lahachmiar from the carbon of a Zava. And the answer is I can't because it's a different type of carbon. So if you look over there on page Reish Chav Tes Reish Lamed, you'll see his dichui. There is another dichui to this Rambam, which goes as follows. The case in the Rambam is a woman who did not do any hefsek tahara, and a few days later checks herself and then finds herself to be tahara. That means, l'cha'ora, that there was a couple of days involved, and I'm not sure. Maybe she was bleeding, maybe she wasn't bleeding. That's why it's a suffix of and you bring a carbon. But what would happen in our case? Let's say a woman missed a hefsek tahara on Monday, as it was. Tuesday she does a bedika, and she considers it bedikas yom rishon. No? She's a kuti. Right? It's hefsek tahara, but she considers it bedika yom rishon. So she does days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then what happens? One could argue that the bedika that I did on day 1 establishes a chazaka both forwards and backwards. Meaning, once I do a bedika on day 1, I could argue that l'chol hapachos min ha-tayra, she is going to be tahura mikan lahaba, for sure. And maybe she's even tahura l'mafreya. Because I did a bedika. The only case in the Rambam, this is why the Mishmeres HaTahara is Docha, the Raya from the Rambam. The only time that I know for sure that you're going to bring a carbon is when there's a few days in between you did no bedikas. But one could suggest that if on day one I did a bedika, so maybe that establishes a chazaka both forwards and backwards. And maybe in that situation the Rambam would not tell me that. Right, it would not be a din d'oraisa. Now, let's just put this into context a little bit. We have this question, is hefsek tahara d'oraisa, is it d'rabbanan? We're suggesting possibly a distinction between nida and zava. That by zava, it's a d'oraisa based on the pasuk. Whether this works out within the Rishonim or not requires a lot of investigation, but the Rambam sounds like Hefsek Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa. The other Rishonim sound the Pashtus like it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And then the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Hey. Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chavis Das. And the Chavis Das basically maintains that Hefsek Tahara, the Chavis Das maintains the Hefsek Tahara is for sure Din D'Oraisa, even if all of the other Bedikos are D'Rabbanan, Hefsek Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa. That's the Chavis Das. I should say better. The Chavistas holds that all bedikos are adin d'oraisa. The Chsam Sofer assumes that all bedikos are adin d'rabbanon, but hefzik tahara for sure is d'oraisa. But I said it a little bit backwards. Fine. Now, this issue might depend on the famous tshuva of the Zichron Yosef that is quoted in the Sidri Tahara Os Chaf Gimel. The Zichron Yosef proves from a Gemara in Daf Tesvav. The Gemara in Daf Tesvav says that Baila Mechashev Yemei Vesta Ubalaha. Basically, the Gemara in Daf Tesvav tells us, Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmei Dvab Yochanan, Isha Sheyesh La Vesas, Baila Mechashev Yemei Vesta Ubalaha. Right? A woman who has a Vesas, so the husband can calculate the days of her vesas, and the husband can come back from a trip and be bought on his wife, assuming that she went to the mikvah and everything is grand. Mechashev yemei vesta ubalaha. Question. Don't you need a hefsek tahara? Hey, what's the idea of mechashev yemei vesta ubalaha? Presumably the idea is that we know how long she bleeds, and then they make a calculation. Okay, she bleeds for X number of days, 4 days, and then she has shiva nikiyim, and then I'll be born her, because probably everything's okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. L'cha'ora, if you hold that there's no din d'oraisa, that you require a hefsek tahara. But if you hold that hefsek tahara is a din d'oraisa, so how can I assume that she did a hefsek tahara? How can I hold that baila mechashev yemei vesta ubalaha? So the Sidri Tahara quotes in the Tshuva Zichron Yosef, you know what? This din of Baila Mechashev Yemei Vesta Ubalaha teaches me that min ha-Torah, I don't need any hafsik tahara. Min ha-Torah, I shtel on Rov. Rov teaches me that what? Now, the Sidri Tahara says it has to be a Rov for this woman. This woman, most of the time, how long is her flow? 4 days. Okay, shtel on Rov, and everything is grand. That teaches me that there is no din of hefsek tahara min ha-Torah. Now, Rebbe Kiva Eger says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Gemara in Daf Tes Vav is speaking in the sugya of Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vaday, where the Safik is Motzi Midei Vaday. Meaning to say, we're talking about a case of Vesta. Vestos don't mean that you're definitely a Nida. Vestos mean that we presume that you're a Nida. No? Now, isn't that a Vesas? We think you're a Nida. You might be a Nida. Probably you're a Nida of Vesas. So if that's the case, in a case when you definitely are a Nida, Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger, there is no proof that we can shtel on this Rove. We won't follow the Rove when you are Bechezkas Temeya. Comes along the Sidri Tahara, and the Sidri Tahara says, yeah, he doesn't quote Rebbe Kiva Eger, but he quotes this idea, and he rejects it. He says, no, the Lashon HaGemara does not sound that way. Right? Even though the Gemara does say that this thing is only true b'safek ra'asa, but the Lashon of the Gemara is because of mi yemar d'tavla. But in the situation that you know for sure she went to the mikvah, so then we'll be able to follow the Rov. That teaches me, Zach the Sidri Tahara, that the din of Hefsek Tahara is only a din d'rabbanan. But then the Sidri Tahara asks, he says, 1 second, but doesn't this go against the Mishnah on Samachas? Mishnah on Samachas that says that you require a Hefsek Tahara. And the Mishnah says, if I don't do a Hefsek Tahara, it's a Machlokas Rav and Levi, whether I'm a Vadai Zava or a Safek Zava. That means it's a Din D'Rabbana. That means it's a Din D'Oraisa, excuse me. So the Sidri Tahara asks on this Tshuva of Zichron Yosef, how can you possibly follow the Rov? Comes along the Chazon Ish in Simin Sadi Beis, letters Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. Chazon Ish says, 1 second, I can get out of this. Chazon Ish says, maybe the din that the Mishnah says, the din that the Mishnah says that Hefsek Tahara is required, that din is talking about a woman she'ein lo veses. When the Gemara says that mechashev yemei vesto ba'alah, they can make a cheshbon
for how long I usually see dam for, and then have bia, that's what about an isha shigesh lavesses. By isha shigesh lavesses, I can shtel on this rove. But by isha she'en lavesses, that's what the Gemara in Dav Samaches is talking about. By isha she'en lavesses, then I need a full-fledged hafsek tahara. That's how the chazonish gets out of it. Now this chazonish is really interesting on a few levels, no? The cha'orav, igesh lavesses and ein lavesses, has no shaykhis to Ardin. Ardin is talking about how long did she bleed for, no? That has nothing to do with Vestos. We pass in Vestos is calculated based on the beginning of the flow. Let's say a woman flows for 5-6 days, like many women, right? You have a period 5-6 days. Which day is the Vesas day? The first day of the flow. And if she didn't see dam the first day of the flow, we assume, okay, the Vesas came and gone, came and went, however you speak English, right? And what? And then I'm not choshish for it anymore. Notice the Hemshech HaRi'iyah has nothing to do with the Din of Vestos. And this Din of Baila Machashev Vesto Ba'aleha presumably has to do with how long her ordinary flow is. So this, the Dichoy of the Chazonish is very difficult, but this is really interesting. Because the real question is, can you ever be Sumich on the Zichron Yosef? Zichron Yosef is telling me that Min HaTorah I could rely on the ordinary Rove. That Rove says she only bleeds for 4 days. I really don't need Hafsik Tahara in that Torah. And that's what the Zichron Yosef is saying. I don't need Hafsik Tahara in that Torah. Follow Rove. Midrabanan, right? I probably need Rove. At least, Midrabanan, I need a Hafsik Tahara. At least that's the conclusion of the Sidrei Tahara. Okay. That's very interesting. But Lamaisa, right, this whole question of the Zichron Yosef has to do with how long, how extended her flow is. That's what Mechashe Mei Vesto Ba'alah is. Many Achronim feel, including the Chazonish, that you can't rely on the Zichron Yosef in difficult situations. Let's say you have a woman who has, like the Zichron Yosef's case, she has farfal. I have no idea what farfal is. I think it's some sort of fallen uterus, no? And what is it? There's some condition, a prolapse. I think called the uterine prolapse, actually. Right? And, okay, that's a condition. So they make a tabas berech and they stick something in there, and there's a whole literature in the poskim about how she does her bedikos, etc. That's the case. Now, do we rely on the Zichron Yosef? Do I ever assume the Hefsek Tahara is only a din to Rabbanan? According to Rebbe Yoshev, according to Mishmeres HaTahara, and according to the Avni Nezer and the Chazonish, you can rely on the Zichron Yosef. This, however, it would seem, though, does not make any sense according to what we're saying. Because our distinction is between Nida and Zava, no? Let's just review. We're assuming that by Nida min HaTorah I don't need Hafsek Tahara. By Zava, I do. That is very reasonable. Because Zava means I see Dam below Eis Nidasa. If I see Dam out of the ordinary, so I can't follow the Rove. Because this entire situation is not ordinary. Rove is in normal situations, no? So this entire Shtikl Torah is really troubling. Let's just talk about one last point, because I know it's getting somewhat confusing. We'll talk about one less. I'm going to try to give simpler shiurim as we move on. I've tried to do it. But the last point I want to make is, can I assume that I'll just pay attention and I have no hargosh, and that itself counts as a hefsek tahara? Look at the Piskei Tshuva, the end of Sifkat and Hay. Now he's talking about a different type of case. He's talking about a woman who has a makkah. So I can assume that the dam that comes out is dam makkah. But once is the zman of the veses, so I can no longer attribute the dam that comes out to the makkah. In that situation, what do? I can't get a hefsek tahara. I can't get a clean bedika. So what do I in that situation? So the chsam sofer is called by the Piskei Tshuva. Maybe you just pay attention that you don't have a hargasha, and maybe that will count. That lecha'ora is a little bit difficult. especially because we ask the question. Especially because anyone looking? Okay, whatever. I'll say it anyway. Especially because mehechatesi hargasha has to be an ongoing thing. If hargasha is just at the beginning of the ri'iyah, so the fact that right now I don't feel anything doesn't mean that min ha'toira and that tameya. No? Remember this issue, guys? Vaguely. Right? The fact is, if you hold that you need a hargasha every day, I understand why maybe paying attention and not having a hargasha would help. But if you hold that only needs a hargasha at the beginning, l'cha'ora, it should not help at all. So what we covered today is as follows. There is a discussion whether Hefsek Tahara is a din to Oraisa or is Hefsek Tahara a din to Rabbanan. If Hefsek Tahara is a din to Oraisa, like the Rambam sounds like, one could argue that's only min ha-Torah by Yezava, not by Nida. That's an impression you get from the Psukim, and by Nida maybe the din is to Rabbanan. Why would it be to Rabbanan by a Nida? So effectively, what we're saying is the reason we drop on the bayanida is because anida, since you're seeing dam at the normal time, so then I have the zipping yosef to rely on. I see dam at my normal time, so that's a going daf tesvav bayla mechashi mevesto ba'alaha. But by yezava, hefsek tahara might be a din doraisa. Yes, the Mishnah on Samaches speaks about Hefsek Tahara by Anida, but maybe by Anida it's only a din Dirabonon. Nafgamina, whether Hefsek Tahara is Do'iraisa or Dirabonon, might be as follows. There's a din of Dan Chimud that comes up on Daf Samachvav in the Gemara. That's when the halachos say, can't just elope in Judaism, no? You're not allowed to just tell a girl, will you marry me? And then just go and get married. Or you can do that, but then you are getting involved in a shayla of dam chima. She's going to be a nida at the wedding because, right, there's tavu ali nase that creates a situation of dam chima. Whether dam chima is a din da'iraisa or a din da'rabban and the blood that comes out, look in the Badi HaShulchan on the first page in Kuf Pei Gimel. It's machlokes in the Ran and the Rashba. No? We encountered this kind of afchaf in terms of smelling the dam arche. That's all relevant for this. Now, look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells me in Kuf Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph that Tavoli Nasi, you still don't need a Hefsek Tahara. You don't need Hefsek Tahara by Tavoli Nasi. Dam Chima doesn't require Hefsek Tahara. Zek Nishach, we do Hefsek Tahara. No? What's that issue? Whether you require Hefsek Tahara or you don't require Hefsek Tahara? So if you hold that the din of Hefsek Tahara is formulated as a din d'oraisa, so it's more mistab, and in any case, you should have to do a Hefsek Tahara. But if it's a din d'rabbanon, one could argue that maybe the din d'rabbanon was only formulated on Vadai Ri'iya, not on Safek Ri'iya. Tavu Ali Nasid, you know for sure she saw Adam? No, it's a Safek. Even the Safek Re'iyah, there's no requirement of Hefsek Tahara. Alternatively, though, we could say a little bit different. We could say that the din of Hefsek Tahara is the pshat that I know I was bleeding. There was a lot of blood coming out. If I was bleeding, so then I have to determine that now it's my Yana Sasam. Now I stopped bleeding. Tavu Ali Nase, one could argue, doesn't have a huge flow of blood, no? Tavu Ali Nase only has a little bit of blood. If that's the case, if only has a little bit of blood, maybe that's why you don't need a Hefsek Tahara. A possible nafkamina is Ksamim. Do you need Hefsek Tahara by Ksamim? Vahalacha? Absolutely, no? But Dafmin Vissen, that Maimonides, he was also an Orthodox Jew according to most, right, Maimonides tells us in Perek Yud Aleph of Yisuri Bia Halacha Yud Aleph that there's no requirement of Hefsek Tahara by most Ksamim. Only those Ksamim Sheyesh by Mishum Ziva, only those significant amount of Ksamim. Sounds like they're not talking about a significant amount of flow versus a less significant amount of flow. Only then you need Hefsek Tahara. Ravid jumps up and down, spits one and nickels. Ravid says no, Ksamim always require Hefsek Tahara. The issues that come into the calculation over here is, I would say, what's the nature of Tumas Ksamim? If it's a Suffolk, So then one could argue it's like the same as Tavoli Nase. If Tumas Ksum is Vaday Tumeya Midra, is Vaday Tumeya or something, we don't treat it fundamentally like a Suffolk. Go back to when we spoke about that Kesef Mishnah. If it's not fundamentally a Suffolk, so then maybe you need Hefzik Tara by Ksumim, but not by Tavoli Nase. How much dam is there? There for sure is a little bit amount of dam. It's not a lot. That's the definition of kesef, no? A significant amount, that's a re'iya. If that's the case. So then, according to the second day that we were saying within Tavoli Nase, so then there would be no need for Hefzik Tara by Ksumim. Again, no conclusions, or other than Lahalacha. You need Hefzik Tara, Hefzik Tara is a zero. And Ksumim Lahalacha requires Hefzik Tara. Even though the pashtus in Hefzik Tara is to determine that's Mayonos Sosom, and by a kesem we never knew that your Mayonos Pasuach, still we require Hefzik Tara, no? That requires more thought. Maybe we'll, as we learn together more, maybe we'll try to come up with some approaches to this. But thank you for listening. Have a good day. Tomorrow we'll try to do Sif Aleph, like La Halacha, the question of Bein Hashmashos. Very important question. The question of what happens if you mekabel early Shabbos or early Wednesday, as the case is. Also, that's another question that we'll discuss. And excellent. We'll move on. Shkoyach.